Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. The first one, I've been wanting to talk about this ever since you sent out the press release. Nintendo releases a new fun sports game for the Nintendo Switch, which is a lot of fun and looks great as well.
This is reminiscent for anyone who might have played it back in the day of Wii Sports. The Nintendo Wii was the first console that had that kind of full interactivity. You could stand up and wave your hands around if you were playing tennis or things like that. Well, the Switch, the Nintendo Switch, is far more popular. It's in so many homes now. And they've finally brought a similar concept to that. The Nintendo Switch Sports, there's only six sports, tennis, badminton, bowling, 10-pin bowling, football. And they're great, very cartoon-like. I've had my kids up pretty much every afternoon watching and playing this game. And amazingly, they've been playing it together, which is rare for kids. Mm-hmm. But they've been loving it because it's fun. It's not... Because you take away the realism of it, it's a cartoon.
Yep.
It's a bit more fun, and it's just an enjoyable thing. If you're playing on your own, you can play online, so you can progress through the game. And if you have friends around, it's a great party game. So Nintendo Switch Sports. If you've got a Switch, it's only $60. Well worth it, I reckon.
Now, the only other thing with the Nintendo Wii version, the Wii Sports, was you had to replace the TV every so often because you forgot to put the strap on and the control went flying.
You've got to put the hand strap on. Yeah, the first thing I did was I walked past the lounge room. I said to the kids, "Oi, make sure that strap is on. I don't want that 85-inch TV being smashed."
Because it would have happened. I've known of one particular person.
Game into a $6,000 game very quickly.
I know one particular person that may have damaged the TV.
Oh,
I won't mention names to protect the innocent, but his initials are Daniel Brewer.
Look out. Self-incriminating.
Well, I'm happy to admit that I did it. Now, a $45 Apple AirTag helped track down a $10,000 worth of stolen goods. Firstly, for those who aren't aware, what is an Apple AirTag and how did this happen?
An AirTag is a little device for tracking your items. So basically, it's about the size of a 20-cent piece. You can attach it to things. I just put one in my backpack. It's just there. And it emits a Bluetooth signal so that any iPhone around it is able to send its location back to its owner. So in my case, I put them on keys, I put them on my luggage. But in one of my readers' case, he had them on his camera and his backpack. Now, his camera and backpack were stolen, along with other things, from his car while on holidays in South Australia. So he remembered about the AirTags, opened up the Find My app, and it turned out the gear was still at the hotel. It wasn't in his room. It was in a nearby room, and the hotel management went in, found the gear, recovered it for him, and that guy is now being investigated by the police for theft. So an Apple AirTag helped recover $10,000 worth of electrical equipment from digital cameras to laptops and the like. So a worthy investment, the AirTag.
For only $45, as you say, and
you know,
tracking down $10,000 worth of goods and so much more, because dollar value is there, but it's also the sentimental value as well. If you've got items
and
in there that
the stress of having to replace things, even if they're insured, it's not fun.
No, definitely not. Trevor Long is the editor for EFTM.com, joins us on a Wednesday morning. Now, Trevor, I don't know if you heard about this, but there's an election going on.
Really?
Yeah, I hadn't noticed either, but social media is going to be filled with stickers. Can you tell us about this?
Well, stickers are better than ads on TV and radio, which are being banned from Thursday, which is great. But your social media feed, especially Instagram on the weekend, as people vote, as people go to their voting places, Instagram have launched these little stickers which relate directly to voting. So a democracy sausage, a little Aussie map, and a whole range of little colourful stickers. So you're going to see your friends and family share these stickers on their photos as they line up to vote. I know I'll give it a crack as I line up for my Lamington before I get my democracy sausage, just before I get my chocolate cupcake. If none of those things are at the school, there's going to be drama, I'll tell you that right now.
Wow, there's a big threat for any school that's going to be doing the sausage sizzle, the Lamingtons and anything else. And don't forget, of course, when you do your voting, you've got to have that metre and a half piece of paper as well for the Senate.
I look forward to that peace and quiet on my own for 20 minutes while I fill that out.
It should be an interesting weekend. Trevor, we can read more at the website, EFTM.com. Really do appreciate your time. Let's talk next week.
Cheers, buddy.
It is 1332, 4BU.